Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Tommy's already said it's good to be back in the Lord's house tonight.
Amen.
I've said this, and I'll say it over and over. I hope that's what you've come tonight to worship the Lord.
Yep.
Not to hear me, not to hear Tommy, not hear what the songs have been sung, but come to worship God.
Praise
He's worthy of all of our worship.
Praise His holy name.
We can't worship God enough for what He's done for us.
Never can.
Amen. I was sitting and thinking today.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm 70 years old. Soon to be 71. I've got more behind me than I have in front of me. But I don't fear that tonight, Tommy.
Yep.
Because I know where I'm going to go.
Amen.
I don't fear what this world has got in store for me anymore.
Amen.
Because I know what's in store for me soon I lay down this old body. I know what's in store for me. And it's a lot better place than where I am tonight.
Amen.
I've had this on my heart for a while, and I've just been waiting for the Lord to show me where I needed to go with it.
Thank you, Lord.
And when Brother Tommy asked me if I would stand tonight, I began to search God and ask Him what I needed to stand on. And He said, "Brother, it's time."
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm just going to depend on the Lord tonight. That's all I know what to do.
That's right.
I don't know how much I'm going to read or what, but I know this is what God laid on my heart, and I'm going to try my very best to do what God wants me to do tonight. But if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I'm going to read some out of Isaiah, the 41 verse. You pray for us for just a little while tonight. We'll try our very best to give you what God has laid on our hearts. Isaiah 41, starting at the 10th verse.
Hallelujah. I love this verse.
Fear thee not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
Yep.
I will strengthen you. Yep. Nay, will I help ye. Hey, I will uphold thee unto the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they incense against thee shall be ashamed, and confront thee shall be as none. And they shall strow and see, and shall see sin punishment. For I, the Lord thou God, will hold thee in the right hand, saying upon thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Amen.
Fear not, O Lord of Jerusalem and ye men of Israel, for I thee, said the Lord, and they'll redeem the Holy One of Israel. Our most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we bow by our unworthy head before you tonight, God, praying, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord. Lord God, that you'd help us, Lord, to give what you have laid on our hearts for this congregation tonight, God, that you would just help us, Lord, that you'd give us your precious and Holy Spirit, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, that we'd be able, Father God, to step aside, Lord, and let you have your way with us tonight, Lord. Father, we'll give you all the praise and the glory for it, Lord. We love you and we praise you tonight, God. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. And you can be seated. We thank you for standing and reading the God's Word. My friend, tonight, like I said, I don't fear what's coming before me anymore. Brother Bill says that the longer he is here on this earth, the sweeter it gets to know where we're going to spend eternity at. My friend, I don't fear what the devil has in store for me, because I know that Jesus went down about you. I want to give the devil is what power he has. My friend tonight, God has all power in heaven and earth. My friend, he don't want you to worry about what's going on down here. My friend, if you're one of his, my friend, you're in his hands tonight. He has his arms wrapped around you, my friend. When he sent his only begotten son down here for us, he loved us enough to send him. My friend, tonight, when they put those old thorns down on his head, my friend, God stood there and watched them. My friend, why did he do that? Because he loves each and every one of us. My friend, tonight, when they tied Jesus up to that old whipping saw, my friend, God seen what his son was going through. Why did he let him be whipped? Because he loved us enough to let it happen. My friend, tonight, when I gave him that old rugged cross to be carried up on Golgotha's hill, why did God let his only begotten son do that? My friend, tonight, it's because the love that he has for each and every one of us. My friend, tonight, why did God let him stand on that old rugged cross to be crucified? My friend, it's because of the love that he has for us.
Amen.
Fear not what this world has got in store for you.
Yep. Amen.
Because God tonight loves you enough.
That's right.
That he's going to reach down his hand and help you through. My friend, I've seen people with their heads all drooped down. Christian people are worrying about what's going to happen. My friend, tonight, if you've got God in your heart tonight, don't worry about it. God's got it in his hands.
Amen. He won't fail. Amen.
Yeah. They walk around with their head all drooped down, wringing their hands and worrying about what's going to happen. My friend, tonight, don't fear what's going to happen. If you've got Jesus on your side, you've got it all. Praise be to God. My friend, tonight, when the three was thrown in the old furnace, my friend, tonight, God didn't leave them in there. My friend, he brought them out. Not even a smell spoke on their clothes. My friend, tonight, when they stood before the Red Sea, worried about how they was going to get across when the army was coming in behind them. My friend, God didn't let them perish. He opened up the sea, and they went across on dry ground. My friend, tonight, God will not let you perish. He loves you enough to save your soul from hell. He's not going to betray you now.
That's right. Amen. He won't fail. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Fear not. In the 13th verse, the Bible says, "For I am the Lord thy God. Will hold thy right hand."
Yep.
My friends, I've been through some things that I know tonight that God was holding my hand in his. My friend, I've been through some things since I was saved. I've been heard some things about me. But my friend, I know God has got me right where he wants me to be. He's got me. And he'll hold me out of my right hand. My friend, tonight, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I believe I would be finding out, because God wants to bless you tonight.
Amen. Yeah. He won't fail.
Oh. He'll lift you up.
Yeah.
when you're down and out, don't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
My friend tonight, God Almighty is right there with you to reach down them strong hands, them arms, and pick you up out of the miry clay. My friend, He is right there. That's all you gotta do is call upon His holy name. And my friend, He'll not let one of His children down. He'll be right there to help you.
That's right.
Yeah. He won't let you down. I'll let you down. Brother Alfred will let you down. But praise be to God, I serve one tonight that loves me enough that He sent His only begotten Son to die for this old boy. He won't let you down. Just call upon His holy name and He'll be right there.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to do that, Brother Tommy.
That's right.
They won't want to call on God anymore. Yeah. My friend tonight, it was God that saved your wretched soul from hell. My friend, so He will not throw you to the wayside. He wants you to serve Him. Hey, my friend tonight, we are a servant to God. And my friend, He wants us to have all that's available.
Yep.
The Bible says God has a storehouse of blessings. Yeah. So why are we going around with our heads all grouped down?
Amen.
When we got God Almighty wanting us to be blessed from on high. Yeah. Why are we worrying about what's going on down here? Yeah, there's some wicked things going on.
Right.
But my friend tonight, I'm here to assure you that we have a God that loves us enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That no matter what goes on, if we leave this church tonight and there's being outside of these doors waiting to take our life, praise be to God, we got a heaven again. Not as worried about what's going to take place.
That's right.
We got one more place we want to read in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
My friend tonight, I don't have much of a mind. But I know one thing, beloved, I know tonight that God loves me, my friend. And to me, that's the most important thing in my life at this time. That God loves me, and He watches over me. He keeps me safe, my friend. I have nothing to fear but fear itself. My friend, if we'll look up to God, He'll be right there to help us. Because He gave His only begotten Son for each and every one of us on that hill. My friend, that's why He loved us. He didn't have to do that, but He loved us enough to let it happen. I praise God. I love you. I praise you tonight.
Amen. Praise His holy name. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Worthy.
God will give you a sound mind. My natural mind ain't that good. But praise be to God, when He came into my heart, He gave me a sound mind to know what's right or wrong. He gave me a sound mind to know when I'm doing something against His will.
Yep.
My friend tonight, you have a sound mind. When it comes to God, He gave you that. When He changed your heart, He gave you a sound mind to know what you're doing good or doing wrong.
Yeah.
That's our message, Brother Tommy.
Thank you, Lord.